If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Everybody has a story to share. Kevin, I think, do you want to go first or do you want Mary to go first today?
Well, I already stole Mary's Golden Bachelor story, but do you have a second one, Mary, that can top that?
Well, I have more reality TV news that you've all been waiting for.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Don't be too excited, Steve.
Hey, in just case you weren't with us earlier, the Golden Bachelor has been identified. His name is Mel Owens. He played for the L.A. Rams, and he went to DeKalb High School. And somebody said, Mel Owens is the son of my college baseball coach, Walter Owens, from Northern Illinois University. He was the head baseball coach there for many years, and Mel would come by our practices many times. That's from one of our listeners.
I knew you'd have a connection, Lisa.
I don't have a connection. I'm just reading the text line.
Oh, that person. Okay, whatever. Okay, so Dancing with the Stars, they have announced the first B-lister.
Is this the 138th season?
Season 34. So this has been going on for like 17 years now, I think.
Wow.
Right? So Robert Irwin. Anybody? Anyone?
Robert Irwin would be related to Steve Irwin.
Yes.
It's his son.
His son, the guy who's been advertising underwear.
Crikey.
He's ripped. He is definitely.
And I'm sure Emma would know of him because he's been advertising the underwear from Australia called, what is the name of it? Bond or something?
Bond?
Bonds, yes. Australian brand Bonds. This underwear. So he poses with snakes and lizards in his underwear.
Well, I guess so.
Steve, yeah. You do the same, don't you?
I do. But I just keep the pictures for myself.
And he does it with the pleathered, what are the birds again? I forgot.
I don't know, but didn't
plovers.
His sister, wasn't his mom or his sister somebody on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes,
the
so Bindi won season 21 with Derek Huff, who's now one of the judges. Huh. So a little bias going on around here. So anyway, they haven't announced anybody else yet. Season 34 is going to start in the fall, I believe.
Wow, just so. Season 34 feels like it just started
it
yesterday.
Does.
17 years ago, Kev.
Wow.
When you were two.
When I was two.
What's your story, Kevin?
Well, this is exciting. I know there's so much excitement around Happy Gilmore 2, right, Steve?
Oh, Happy Gilmore 2.
I heard it's coming.
Mary's kids are Happy Gilmore 2 fans. Lisa, have
Huge
you seen
fans.
Happy Gilmore yet?
Yeah, I like it.
You know, John Daly makes an appearance in Happy Gilmore, too, and I was so bummed that I didn't ask him about it when I saw him at the Masters. But
he would have answered for $35.
$35 and a pack of cigarettes,
right.
Probably. The Happy Gilmore is returning to theaters, 25-year re-release for the American classic Happy Gilmore.
So they're not making a second one, they're just re-releasing it?
No, what do you mean? It's not in your calendar, Steve, July 25th on Netflix, Happy Gilmore 2?
No.
They're re-releasing it into theaters, Steve.
Don't yell at me.
So if you missed the original debut of Happy Gilmore in theaters, now's your chance, Steve. You can go see Happy Gilmore in theaters this weekend. What's your theater, Steve? You go to, Skokie?
Used to be Northbrook Court, maybe, but there's not much there.
Court. Yeah. Schomburg has it. Barrington has it.
I think it was going to be on Netflix or something.
It is, Mary. This is the re-release of Happy Gilmore into theaters. Happy Gilmore 2 will be released on Netflix in July.
Okay. So I wonder if Julie Bowen's going to be in it. Like, who are they bringing back? Most of the people are no longer with us.
Well,
Ben
Stiller,
Bob Barker
is going to be in it. Chubbs will not be in it.
No, Carl Weathers.
No Carl Weathers. That's
yeah,
Chubbs.
Richard Kiel, Mr. Larson, the huge guy.
I think most are going to be
wait
in.
Wait a minute.
He's
got to
be coming.
Are you reading something, Mary?
I'm reading the cast because I want to see who's going to be back.
Okay. I thought it was from memory, and I'm like, holy smokes.
No, I'm not that smart. Not with Happy Gilmore, even though I've seen it 5,000 times. Every vacation we have to watch it.
What was Julie Bowen's name in Ed? Was it Sue Vesey?
Ed?
Remember that show, Ed? It was so good.
Christopher McDonald, Shooter McGavin, he'll make it.
Yeah,
Shooter.
He
I don't even
Shooter.
Know who Julie Bowen is.
She was in
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
That's the love interest of Happy Gilmore.
I bet you she'll be back. And not the grandma. The grandma obviously won't be back, I don't think.
You never watched Ed?
you want the meme
what
text
is Ed?
Of the day?
Yeah, I want the meme. Let's get a meme text.
Steve, your daughter sounds very articulate, even eloquent, unlike you, who makes 3 to 5 mistakes every newscast, LOL. Clearly gets it from her mother, winky face. She was delightful and maybe can sit in for you during vacations. Laughy face.
You know, that doesn't even hurt. That doesn't top the guy who on the phone to me said, I can't stand you.
That was awesome.
You called somebody today?
Oh, he always calls people when they critique
him. That guy called Steve. He called
me. Let's call that one. Oh, like, call that one,
I'm like, I'm sorry. He goes, I can't stand you.
Why are people so mean?
Steve, you got to call that one and just kind of like stutter on the phone or something.
I do make three. I'm slipping. I'm getting
Your daughter
old.
Is way better than you on the radio, by the way.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that. And that's fine with me. I don't.
She was awesome.
She's lovely. It was really nice to have her on today. What's your story, Steve?
So is there such a thing as partying in the animal kingdom?
Yes. Animals find intoxicants all the time. Very few animals do not indulge in something that alters their state of being.
Well, fine. Do the story then.
Ask Robert Irwin.
I mean, I don't know the story. I'm just telling you that's the way it is. They find like fermented grapes, or they find fruit that's rotten that has qualities that would intoxicate them.
I was asking Kevin because he would never know.
Well, I was going to say that, but Lisa had the information before me.
So it turns out animals sometimes do imbibe. Yeah. Kevin and Mary, yeah. Not Lisa, because she
in
knows.
In what?
So a new video recorded by scientists in West Africa shows wild chimps eating fermented breadfruit together. It's the first time the shared behavior has been caught on film. But here's the thing. You know, we kind of come from apes when it comes to evolution. And they think that the alcohol is used for social bonding and could explain why humans evolved the ability to metabolize alcohol, some of us better than others.
Oh, because it's been a part of our DNA for
right,
so
because
long?
Breadfruit, so we got to thank the breadfruit. Mm. Not the poison fruit from Thailand.
No.
But this breadfruit.
The coconut milk is off, Steve.
The coconut milk is off.
It's a line from White Lotus, too.
Give that a search. You won't believe how many animals find intoxicants.
You should ask the little chimps on White Lotus that were eating the poisonous stuff from that tree.
The coconut milk is off, Mary.
Do you remember that line, Mary?
No.
The coconut milk is
really?
Off?
Really? The dad makes the pina coladas?
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah. You remember that? And no. He knocks it out of his son's hand, and he's like, the coconut milk is off. Don't drink it. The coconut milk.
How do you remember
knocks
every line like
hand.
That?
That's a memorable line.
No, it wasn't.
Memorable? Did you say memorable?
What did I say?
Memorable?
Memorable.
What?
Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is coming up next.